Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Strike Force Delta on the front lines of the info war. As the enemy forces continue to bombard the slave population, we're able to free more of the slaves now that they're realizing they have shackles on them and are in slave pits. They're now beginning to see the enforcement grid around them. Even the mindless enforcers are beginning to unlock their brains. But it'll probably be too late. Burmish, you were going to finish something up there out of the London Guardian, which is almost taken from the show about how the yuppies go around. We're members of the elite.
Well, he basically goes over how their view of official version is comforting to them and why they go for it. So let me read that. He says the conspiratorial worldview does have its consolation, but so does Brooker's, which is the official.
It does
version.
Not have a consolation.
Yeah, I don't
talking
mean,
about.
He kind of plays both.
This isn't about psychology; it's about facts.
Well, in the previous paragraph, they talk about how Booker thinks it's a religion and blah blah blah. But then he goes, "There's a certain pleasure and drama in declaring that the world is driven by incompetence and error, and that things are more or less as they seem. You can preen yourself on how well adjusted you are, how you haven't fallen for the stuff about lizards or the Illuminati." You have learned to live without magic. You're saying, I don't believe in 9/11 conspiracy theories, but you are signaling that you are skeptical and rational and that you don't have personal hygiene issues. There's a psychological payoff for both the cock-up and the conspiracy theory of history. So he basically goes over how these people don't even look into the evidence. They just want to believe that they're better than us because they think...
But it's an absolute fact, the World Bank... And IMF, through the private banks, is imploding our dollar by design. I told you they were going to buy the car companies, beer companies, everything that's happening. All the corporations are moving offshore. And I told you they'd be having... I mean, now the National Guard just quietly announces, oh, we're going to help get guns off the streets. I mean, look, stop denying what's going on. There isn't time to screw around anymore here. You understand, you degenerate yuppies?
And he even goes over the CIA's...
You understand we are trying to fight the New World Order from coming through that thin membrane and raping the hell out of you, and probably physically. You understand it's a dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest, absolute jungle out there, and the Republic has been protecting you so you can be a slovenly little coward? You understand that, you idiot? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. Let's read what he has to say about the CIA. It might well be consoling to believe that the CIA plots to overthrow of unhelpful foreign regimes, but it is also true to insist that, say, the CIA has nothing to do with the fall of the Guatemalan leader Jacob Arbenz in 1954, or the overthrow of Chile's Salvador Allende in 73, might feel terrifically sensible and sane. We can't always be seeing the hidden hand of the CIA, and there's no call for the reductionism. It is also, you know, wrong. So in other words, he admits they
well,
do
listen,
it.
Gary Hart comes right out and says, our government will stage terror attacks on Iran if you don't follow orders. Don't think because 80% of the people are against attacking you, and that's what he said at the time in the letter, that's probably an accurate number compared to the false polls they've got out. He said, our government will stage attacks and get the support. And then we go and interview him. It's in the new film, Truth Rising. And he says, yes, our government stages terror attacks. That's what I said. I mean, but we don't need Gary Hart to tell us. It's like 3 months ago, the White House press secretary, they're all asking her, I played the clip, is it true the dollar's devalued? The president needs to tell us. We don't know. Tell us. And she's like, I'm not allowed to tell you. I'll be fired. Like, we can't go look at a dollar, euro, dollar, pound index. We have to, like, mindless jellyfish go ask if the king cokehead porn star, you know, enjoying Bush knows about it. I mean, what is that?
It's the willingness of the American people to want to be led down the wrong road, and they just don't want to face reality.
That's right. So you're going to get hurt real bad, and my beloved country it will too, because you had to be a bunch of cowardly idiots. Now listen to me good, scum, and listen good. Or I'm talking to scum out there that denies all this. You're going to get what you want. Your slovenly bastardism is going to help give you everything you want, okay? Everything you want! And they're going to give you more solutions as they rape you financially, and you'll go for those too. Just remember when you are a lot worse off than you were today, and remember when it's all around you and they're beating you up at a checkpoint, or it happens to your cousin, remember I told you, you cowardly, bug-eyed, jellyfish pieces of trash. They're coming for our guns, you cowardly, fake conservative trash, and you idiot Obama supporters.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Until we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to get him back up again in the next week because 50 minutes is not enough time to be speaking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, writer for WorldNet Daily. Because I don't want to just talk about Obamanation, his new book, which is very important. We're going to talk some about that and some of the great reportage they're putting out on him. I want to get into his take because he's, you know, an expert on it. What's happening with the economy? Haven't had him on in about a month. And I also want to talk about some of the other things that the government's up to. The National Guard quietly announced last week with the governor, it was on NBC News in Chicago, that they're going to, quote, help fight guns, gun crime. The police are now running checkpoints with the National Guard helicopters. No one's covering that. I'm sure he already knows about it, but I want to tell him about it. Obama, of course, as the Chicago Tribune reported, we wrote stories about it, WorldNet Daily did too, said National Security Service. Now, Clinton proposed it, set it up under SecureCorps, and they've already been training them. So it's not like he's proposing something new. He's just introducing it to the slaves, and that is a million man at least. That's what's been proposed in the documents. Teenagers with M16s aiding the police and the feds and checkpoints as a domestic Stasi. You cannot make stuff up this bad. Bush, of course, is hiring felons, aggravated felons for the military, both illegal and citizen. It is just all totally insane. As Dr. Corsi broke months ago, it was in Canadian papers after he broke it. U.S. general bypassed Congress and signed a NORTHCOM to use foreign troops in the U.S. I mean, this is all happening. We're living in total twilight zone. And, yes, Barack Obama has shown us exactly who he is. He's for warrantless wiretapping. He's for attacking Pakistan, of all places. And I have to give it to the left, Dr. Corsi. They're actually waking up to Obama pretty quick, whereas people in the right can't wake up to George Bush.
Well, Alex, it's great to be back with you. And, you know, you're right. I just can't believe, I mean, Obama here is shifting all over the place. And on this latest public relations tour in the Middle East, I mean, he's again all over the map. He wouldn't even be in Iraq today, as McCain points out, if because he hadn't supported the surge. He'd have already pulled out of Iraq. And now he wants to go and extend into Afghanistan and attack Pakistan. I mean, I thought this was supposed to be the anti-war candidate. You know, where's the anti-war need? He wants to expand the war into Pakistan. That's, I think, one of the craziest things anybody could do at this point. Pakistan is only marginally an ally of the United States through Musharraf. They're going through economic turmoil. They've got a wild western section that nobody controls. And, you know, at WorldNet Daily, I reported extensively. I even republished the, you know, video clips from the cell phone cameras at Bhutto's assassination showing the assassin right next to her car with a handgun. It was clear in the pictures we published. And yet, you know, Musharraf has not investigated the Bhutto assassination. Nothing's happening there. And now Obama wants to go in and invade Pakistan. I mean, that's a clear expansion of a war.
And, Doc, our controlled media still says she hit her head on the car.
Oh,
all the video shows her being blasted.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. The videos show clearly, you know, this assassin standing in the crowd, the vehicle being blocked in its forward passage, and the assassin, who was, you know, well-dressed, he had a sports coat on. It looked like he had a military pistol, looked like a 9-millimeter military pistol, came right over by the side of the car and fired off three rounds at close range. And it was clear. And yet that's not been picked up and carried around the world or investigated. It's disgraceful. And I think it just shows how, you know, if Obama invades Pakistan, if that were his intent, we could destabilize Pakistan, destabilize
it. But wait a minute. The left loved it when Clinton was bombing with DU all over Serbia and bringing in the Wahhabis back to Al-Qaeda.
And I know. It's something I could never understand because, you know, the entire Clinton administration involvement in Serbia was on behalf of the Muslims, who were the primary troublemakers in the whole region. And yet that was never covered, even at the time. But, you know, on my new book, Alex, and I got to say, you know, your show covers books better than just about anybody. I mean, when I come on your show and announce a new book, like I did with the late, great USA, and I'm still grateful to you for covering that book. You sold a lot of copies, and you got the word out to your audience, which I appreciate even more. I mean, this new book on Obama, and it's under embargo, but I can announce it. You know, the Obama Nation, and the subtitle of it is Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality. It's being published by Simon & Schuster, and it'll be out on August 5th. In pre-sales right now on Amazon.com and on BarnesandNoble.com. You can see the cover and you can see what the book is looking like. And I'm hoping it's going to make a major impact. And what I will say about the book is that if Obama does not answer what's in this book, he's going to lose.
I know you can't talk about what's in the book, but we know what's out there. What is the truth about his family?
Well, let's wait until all that, until I'll come back and spend a couple of shows with you, Alex, on that.
Well, listen, Doc, and I appreciate you, but will you come on here first?
Yeah, well, I'll come on there just as first as I can. I'll work it out with you. So that,
well,
like,
I mean, let's just set
day.
It up now. What about August 15th?
Oh, sure, for sure. The book's going to be out on August 5th. I think you want me on sooner than that.
Oh, okay, I got the date wrong. Okay, yeah, well, then, I mean, what's the first day you can talk about?
5th or 6th, we'll come on your show. We'll come
well,
on your show right away.
Right now, let's have Trey set you up for the 5th, right now for an hour.
Okay, well, I'll work it out with him as soon as we're off the air.
Okay, good. I mean, I already know a lot of the stuff. I'm just wondering, I know you always research and document things. I'm actually horrified to see what's in there. But listen, the elite that is behind him, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is the guy that created the Mujahideen to get the Russians to attack, had them attack the Russians to begin with. He's a proponent of government-sponsored terrorism. And I'm not saying vote for McCain either. I've never seen such a worse choice. The only reason I'm probably in the final equation against Obama is because I am afraid some nut may kill him, and then we're going to have race riots in this country that will make the 60s burning down of every major city look like a game of poker.
Well, Alex, you know I've been writing hard against McCain, certainly for the last 4 years. I mean, I've opposed his work with Ted Kennedy on this comprehensive immigration reform, which I've always argued is just shamnesty. It's just another way to get, you know, to allow millions of illegal aliens to stay in the United States, to not close the border. The only thing I'll say about McCain is that at least we can argue with McCain. I mean, as hard as it's going to be, we can fight with this guy. The idea of getting a new idea in Obama's head, I think, is not going to happen. Even watching Obama the last 2 days, you know, he's floundering on over there in the Middle East. His staff was trying to grab on to Malachi's assertion that he was agreeing with Obama's plan to withdraw U.S. troops in 16 months. That took one telephone call from the White House to Malachi to say, what do you guys think you're doing? They backed off that message very quickly. And they, again, make Obama look foolish. Now Obama's going to go into Germany, and he's going to speak at this column that is, you know, a monument that Hitler had moved. The Golden Angel Column in Berlin, which is a monument that was created by the Austrians to celebrate Prussian War victories going back into the 1890s. Hitler considered it the most military monument that Germany had, and he moved it to between the Brandenburg Gate and the Reichstag, so it had a prominent place in his new Germania design.
You're saying all of that is a message from Obama.
It's a message.
Yeah.
It's a message. I mean, you know, somebody saying that Obama's staff didn't know what they're doing, picking the, you know, Golden Angel column statue and columns monument. You know, Obama's got to know exactly. Either that or he's a complete idiot, and I guess that's a possibility. But, you know, some of his staff know what that monument represents. I mean, Adolf Hitler was celebrating that monument. He had it moved from the Reichstag. He had it moved to this prominent place where it is right now in these gardens. You know, the end of these gardens is the Brandenburg Gate. Brandenburg Gate is right next to that with the building, the Chancery, early Chancery building, was where, you know, Hitler was out the window on when he took over the Chancery in, you know, 1933, and they had the Nazi troops came through, Nazi stormtroopers with the big candlelight parade.
Well, Doc, Dr. Jerome Corsi, new book coming out, Abomination, in just a week or two. We know a few weeks ago they wouldn't let him speak where Kennedy spoke. They wouldn't let him speak another place. So we know they were checking all the locations to see what their histories were. He wouldn't speak at the Nuremberg area because Hitler obviously spoke there. I mean, I think you can debate that all day. What you can't debate is that he wants a national intelligence corps.
We've been writing about that in WorldNet Daily as you've been covering it. This whole civilian core that Obama once created, which is an idea that goes back to the Clinton administration, as you point out, would create this huge, it's positioned as kind of a domestic peace corps, but if you read what the group is supposed to do, it's kind of like a paramilitary group that appears to be, you know, of youth police supporting our police force.
Well, did you read the Secure Corps? It was in the Philadelphia Daily News first in 2002, where they train with M-16s and, quote,
right,
warrant service.
Right. And, you know, that combined with, and we've been covering this on WorldNet Daily, the, you know, the call in Chicago, which you've been covering, to have National Guard enter in because the Chicago police can't keep up with the violent crime in Chicago. I mean, again, this has got to be a negative for Obama to run on. I thought Obama came from Chicago. You know, the entire Chicago being out, you know, whether Chicago's out of control or not, calling in National Guard to help a police function crosses some very important lines. I mean, this is, you know, posse comitatus. Forget about it.
Well, look, I've got the numbers here. Murders are actually down 3 years running. It is a high crime area because it's victim disarmed. The people are disarmed there. But this is just getting rid of posse comitatus. And Doc, my whole thing is this. It doesn't matter whether it's Obama or McCain. If they're all New World Order controlled. And I think it's important to point out just how bad each candidate is. But Obama really does have a lot of fascistic tendencies. Here we go.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal, folks. Whatever topic you want to talk about, Iran, they're gearing up for that strike. The economy, Barack Obama, his globalist advisors. I know we got people holding Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen, everybody else that said we're going to get to you with Dr. Corsi. Coming up in the next segment, he'll be back with us on the 5th or 6th of August to break all this exclusive Barack Obama stuff. Not rumors, but what he can prove. He's very scrupulous about doing that. You know, he makes sure that he does that. We appreciate him. being one of our contributors here, and he's also going to be reporting for us from the RNC and the DNC. I'm going to be at the DNC, not the RNC, so it'll be great to have him there at the DNC and the RNC for us, because I won't be inside of either one of them. I could probably get credentials, but I don't feel like having a proctology exam by the Secret Service every time I go in. Going back to Dr. Corsi, let's shift gears in the economy. You're an expert on that without getting into your bio, as you've done in the past, or you can if you want. Give us your take on the deteriorating situation.
Well, I've started a new newsletter on WorldNet Daily called Red Alert. You can see it. It's a subscription newsletter. I'm writing it every week, and it's priced under $10 a month. We wanted to keep it reasonable. RedAlert.WND for WorldNetDaily.com. And I'm going to start with the housing crisis, because I've got an article on that today in Red Alert. And, Alex, it's much worse than people have any idea in terms of how bad it is now and where it's going. Banks today own 1 million foreclosed properties, which means that one out of every 500 households in the U.S. is facing some kind of a foreclosure or notice of default. Those are staggering numbers. One out of every 500 households is facing foreclosure or notice of default. Nationwide, housing plummets have housing prices have gone down 20% in the last year, and I'm advising people to take their home value when they thought it was at the highest, at the peak of this bubble, and to divide it in half, because I think that there are markets in the United States that are going to adjust down as far as 50%, come down 20% already. That's a, you know, that if you thought your house was worth $1 million, realize you're probably living in a property that's not worth much more than $500,000. And that's at today's dollars, which are inflated. Also, the reason I think the crisis is not yet anywhere near over is that Credit Suisse is reporting that by December this year, 53% of the subprime borrowers are going to have negative equity in their homes, subprime being the worst category. But that percentage is going to grow, so that by 2009, it's going to be 63%, 10% additional of the subprime borrowers who have negative equity in their homes. Now, that's not going to stop until 80 or 90% of the subprime borrowers have negative equity in their homes. That means that this crisis isn't going to bottom out until 2010 or even 2012. And if that's the case, the drop in home values is just beginning.
And that is triggered now crises in every other market where where people are losing confidence, people are living on their credit cards now, jobs are shutting down, all sorts of businesses are going into bankruptcy, and the exodus of U.S. companies offshore is accelerating.
And also, so many of these banks now are holding these packaged mortgage securities, these collateralized mortgage securities in their asset portfolios, that when they have to be marked to market, which eventually they have to be done, I'm saying that immediately, in the next 12 to 18 months, you could have 150 more banks like IndyMac failing, 150. And to stop it, to prolong the crisis, as it were, the Fed has, I think, lent out at the discount window or in these special auctions about $500 billion, about $500 billion in credit and loans to these banks, but that won't prop up their failed assets forever. Eventually, somebody's got to take the loss on these mortgage securities, and when they do, it's inevitable more banks are going to fail.
Well, we know who that is. It's the American people who are going to have to pay taxes on the inflated currency and on all of and then now you have all these foreign countries and companies and individuals dumping dollars, which is helping drive commodities upward. How long, Dr. Corsi, do you think till things really start getting bad?
Well, I think we're already seeing a crisis in banks that we've not seen since the 1930s. I wrote in Lake Rate USA, you know, my last book, I predicted then that we would have this dollar crisis. The dollar would be deeply devalued. The dollar, even today, is trading at about $1.58 to the euro. At that level, the dollar's lost half of its value under the Bush administration. Half of its value gone.
And by the way, other currencies are inflating. That means we're blasting past them. We'll be right back with Dr. Corsi. More on the economy. Your phone call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, nobody said reality was pretty, but at least you know the truth. The average sap out there has no idea and is running around sucking her thumb.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows the boat is leaking.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the long stem road.
We were seduced by evil as a nation.
Everybody knows.
We were the apple of the world's eye.
Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful.
Give or take.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been indiscreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet.
I have read three of his books. His book on black gold stranglehold on oil is definitive about the fraud of claiming that we're running out of oil and the greenhouse global tax system. And his book, Liquor USA, that we sell at Infowars.com, is the great thing to give somebody because Dr. Corsi is respected by conservatives and many others that really exposes how both parties are sold out, bought, and paid for. We have that available at Infowars.com, and he writes for WorldNetDaily.com, WMD.com. I want to go to some of your phone calls. So I know you've been holding Joe, Don, Robert, Steve, Helen. You can bring up any issue. Dr. Corsi's versed on them all. But I wanted to have him finish up on what he sees time frame-wise, how he sees this breaking down. Because I have Nobel Prize winner Joseph Stiglitz on. I have the head of the Newark Business School on. I have Dr. Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, on. Bob Chapman. The list goes on and on. They basically all say the same thing. They're saying 2 to 3 years till total hyperinflation and road warrior type scenarios, they're saying, are possible. We can just hope for a long, horrible recession and kind of turning into a third world country. That's the good side versus explosive implosion. I wanted to get Dr. Corsi. He's been saying the next 2 years or so, at least last time he was on a few months ago. What is your prognosis now, doctor?
I'm still within the time frame of the next 2 years. I think that by 2010, we could have hyperinflation. I mean, we're close to it now. We've quit publishing M3 data, which is the broadest measure of the money supply. That's not been published now for years, at least 3 years. And we've been printing money in the Fed like, you know, it's going out of style. I mean, there's $500 billion that we've pumped with credit through the discount window and these special auctions into the banking system. That's all just made-up loaned money. The dollar is at $1.58 to the euro. I think if we weren't supporting the dollar yet in terms of market manipulations through the Fed, which we're doing, the dollar could easily be over $1.60 to the euro. And I'm predicting the dollar could go to, you know, within the next 2 years, could be $2 to the euro.
Okay, you just said supporting the dollar. With one set of policies, the White House has been propping it up, but then
right.
With the other set of policies, and I've seen this in their own publications, they want a slow slide of the dollar.
Well, that's true.
As to not cause war on the streets panic. Okay, so you agree with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that. Through the repo agreements and the other market manipulations that are being done at the Fed, there's attempts to prop up the dollar. But the major support we ought to be doing for the dollar, which is raising interest rates at the Fed,
yes,
is not being done.
As bad as Volcker was, he did that.
He did it. He put rates up to double digit in the Reagan administration, and it was the medicine we needed to get inflation under control and to strengthen the dollar. It set up the expansion of the 1990s. This is doing the exact opposite. We're holding, our Fed is holding, discount rates at 2%, while the European Central Bank has interest rates at 4.25%.
But see, that makes people, for those that don't know, buy foreign securities, not ours.
And go into foreign currency. They go, you know, the foreign currency markets are moving into the euro.
Let me ask you just a more of a, not an academic question, but a more boots-on-the-ground question, just as an observation, an intelligence observation. Austin's the richest city in the U.S. per capita, you know,
right,
for its size. Most of the really rich billionaires that I either know or have connections to have left. I mean, left the country a couple years ago saying it's going to fully collapse. That's why I was telling people one of the reasons. I read about it, too, and, you know, Dick Cheney buying a house in Dubai and Blackwater moving outside the country and Halliburton leaving, and everybody's leaving, Anheuser-Busch being bought. I mean, what does that signal? I was reading the top billionaires in Israel have all moved out and completely pulled up stakes and gone to London. What's going on?
Well, the only solution we have right now to the asset crisis going on, you know, the banks having to borrow their assets from the Federal Reserve, the discount window, and these auctions, is new capital. And the new capital is going to, you know, essentially we're at the stage where the USA is going to be up for sale. That's the next phase of this crisis.
Oh, yeah.
The dollar is going to continue to depreciate. We've had a devaluation under Bush. It just hasn't been announced. People are going to see dramatically increasing food prices. I mean, by the end of this year, which is only, you know, a few months, they're going to see dramatically increasing food prices.
It's just now started. I mean, they could, is it correct, sir, that normally, and maybe you can talk about why, why normally we see inflation hit the country that's had the inflation last. You feel it outside first with that currency and then last, but it abs overnight we see it climbing.
Well, it's also in part because the Fed is, you know, the statistics have lied for so long. They can't keep food and energy out of core inflation any longer because they've increased at these current rates for so long. They have to now be considered part of core inflation.
And then they exponentially, with energy, make every other sector go
That's
up.
That's exactly right. If we were measuring inflation the way we did in the 70s, we'd probably have to admit to double-digit inflation today.
What is it, about 13?
It'd be about somewhere between 11 and 13% that we'd have to admit to. And with energy prices going up, as you point out, that's got a spillover effect to every possible thing. It's going to impact food first. That's where you're going to see it first. And food prices are going to increase dramatically.
Because that's a commodity and tied into energy, so it's a double whammy.
Exactly, both in the production and the delivery. You know, energy to produce the food, energy to deliver the food. And for both reasons, energy, food prices, and also throw in that we're now using 25% of our corn production for ethanol, and that puts pressure on food prices worldwide. I've written about that in WorldNet Daily. Even the World Bank is now complaining that our ethanol...
All right, let me ask you a financial question. I was on a local radio show for 2 hours this morning, the number one morning show, and they were asking me what to do financially. And I said, look, I only interview all the experts and have seen them be right over the years, and I know a little bit about economics as I study it, but it's simple. They're devaluing the dollar. The globalists debased our industrial capacity, so this was the perfect setup to buy us up. Now we're in the, you know, receivership end, or as you just put it, a more
USA
succinct,
for sale.
USA for sale, you know, late great USA here. I said, I don't know what to tell you to do. I mean, obviously, gold, silver, you know, that's only going to go up as the dollar dies. But at
exactly.
a certain point, what about food, housing? I mean, what do you do if you've got a $600,000 house that you know is really only worth $300,000, and that, as you said, it inflated numbers, so more like $100,000 or $200,000 what you bought it for. What do you do? I mean, let's take an average person, let's say, with $100,000 in savings and a $500,000 house with two SUVs and one kid in college and one in high school, and they're getting near retirement. I mean, what does that person do? Or what does somebody like me do that has a company with a bunch of employees and almost all my money is just sitting there as capital to run the company? Because you know, I don't really run this company to make profits. I run it to get the message out. What do I do? Is it safe in the banks? I mean, you see what I'm saying.
Well, the first thing people have got to do is protect their primary residential real estate. They got to make sure that they're not going to lose their homes. You know, that's why I say get a realistic handle on what your market value of your current home is, even if you have to divide what you thought it was worth by half, and make sure your mortgage is paid down to under that level.
Okay, explain to people, because they can come sometimes and demand the note off or grab it?
They can demand the note. There's a variety of things that could be done, or you could hit a hard time when you're not as readily able to come up with the mortgage payments. And you don't want to be in a situation ever where you're underwater, where your mortgage is worth more than the resale value of your home.
Okay, well, I'm already in that position.
Okay.
And again, I'm not out here running around shopping for big houses. I just
right.
have a moderate house as somewhat of an investment. And then, you know, Austin's been a, quote, hot market for years.
Do what you can to pay down the mortgage. It's got to be a first strategy. Second strategy is get rid of your credit card debt. You rip up your cut your credit cards in half, pay them off. Don't use credit cards except for a payment mechanism. Don't start living on your credit cards. People use credit cards.
So use it as cash. Pay it back 100% each month. Yeah.
Pay it back 100% each month, because otherwise you're going to get, you know, people who are paying using credit cards to pay credit cards, like taking a drink in the morning to get sober. It doesn't work. If you've got a hangover and you have to have a Bloody Mary, you've got an alcohol problem. You're not getting sober.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what people have got to realize. They can't live on credit anymore. That's going to be... That's bankruptcy.
But that's what the banks are doing, is they create all this out of fiat, but then leave the country on this. This is how it works, folks.
That's why I say we're into a crisis like the Depression, because, you know, even when the savings and loans failed,
there's no job, and they're going to run out of credit.
Yes, and, you know, this is going to impact people's primary residential real estate. When you've got a million people where the banks own their homes, and you've got one out of every 500 homes in the United States that's under foreclosure, these are numbers that we haven't seen since the 1930s.
Mm.
The savings and loan industry went away. It collapsed. 1,600 savings and loans.
Dr. Corsi, how bad, because we still had industry and other jobs, we're in a one-crop economy of debt based on the fiat currency, how bad do you think it'll get?
Well, I think it's going to get, you know, I think we're into, many parts of the country are already in deep recession. Go to Ohio, go to Michigan. The jobs are gone. The housing values are dropping precipitously. I think, you know, the stages as this works out is first we put the U.S. up A for sale. Then the next thing is the globalists are going to come back and say the only way you can solve this is if you have a regional currency like the Amero, or if you have a North American market to compete with the European market. Having created the crisis, the globalists will offer more globalism as the solution.
And so they're going to claim remonetize under a new continental unit.
Exactly. Go to drop the dollar altogether. And late great USA have predicted that we would have a dollar crisis just as we are having in order to get to that effect. I wrote The Late Great USA. It was published a year ago in July, this month, and I've been working on it for 2 years before then, constantly predicting. Go back at what I've written in World Net Daily, constantly predicting we're coming into this dollar devaluation crisis where the banks were going to fall into this asset crisis. I've been predicting the bursting of the home bubble since about 2005.
Now this is designed by the globalists in your research, or have they lost control?
Well, either, you know, they designed it, or they're, you know, completely incompetent. I don't think that's the case. Volcker only, Greenspan only produced bubbles. When interest rates were artificially held low in 2003 and 2004 at 1%, the creation of this credit bubble was foreseeable. Now, I've been arguing since 2004, 2005, I'm still arguing today that we need higher interest rates. Not because I want to slow down economic activity or I like the higher interest rates, but it's the only responsible thing to do.
But see, what's dangerous is the bankers hate that, so what they'll do is they'll let us maybe put that in the day the market crashes and claim that did it.
Well, but in fact, to a large extent, Greenspan did when he was trying to raise interest rates. Immediately they came off of that as a crisis saying, look, we just, you know, burst the bubble on the housing market, and the economy is going into the tank. I mean, that was happening in 2007. Now we've got interest rates back to 2%, and it makes no sense at all today to have interest rates at 2%.
Because that makes the dollar plunge, which in the end decapitates us. The fellow that owns this network took a trip down to South America, down to Argentina, and he said they were hardly taking dollars. And, of course, if you were down in Argentina 3 years ago, they'd be fighting for them. I mean, when...
Go to Europe. Go to Europe and take the dollar to Europe and see how little you get. It's, you know, close to $1.60 on the world exchanges. You know, you're going to trade your dollars in at about $1.85 to the euro. $1.60 on the world currency markets isn't what you're going to pay by the time you get through changing your money person in Europe.
This is how willfully ignorant Americans are. They go, I've seen them on blogs and things. They go to Europe and think, man, these Europeans are really stupid and pathetic. A beer is $8. No, folks, it's that you're paying with a dollar. What do you call that, Dr. Corsi, when people just engage in mental gymnastics to deny what's happening?
Well, the reality is, it's a hard one for people to accept, is that they say the currency's lost half of its value in 8 years of the Bush administration. That's dramatic. I mean, those are huge amounts of loss. And it's kind of like the, you know, little green frog getting boiled in the pot of water with, you know, since we're being boiled in the water, we don't realize we're being cooked to death. As if you drop the frog in the same boiling water, it would jump out and survive. But we've now gone through this gradual increasing of gasoline prices. You know, $2, okay, well, $3 we can handle. Okay, now at some point, $4.50 at $5, people are going to have to realize, hey, this is a sea change. This is dramatic. The same way, maybe not yet realized that the dollar at $1.58 to the euro, but at the dollar at $1.75 to the euro, people are going to realize it. When people start going to the, you know, paying $80 to fill up a gas tank, wait till you start going to the grocery store and you realize that $200 doesn't buy you very many, maybe three bags of groceries, and you've not bought any filet mignon.
Exactly. The denial is getting ready to end. In fact, I guess in a way it's kind of like the country has a fever. It could be healthy to throw globalism off of us if we're able to tell the public in the time we've got that the New World Order is behind this. Instead, the central banks want to create a new bubble, the green bubble, And they're even advertising this, saying it's the new bubble, the new exit point, you know, out of this crisis, to buy carbon credits from the private bankers.
Which is another insane idea, predicated on the idea that, you know, carbon dioxide is a noxious chemical, which it's not. Plants love carbon dioxide.
But obviously, doctor, that's pure bull. But you know, my point is that let's go with their bull. Okay.
Well, okay,
carbon dioxide's a deadly poison. It's going to kill you. It kills plants and humans, and it eats the paint off your car. Let's just go with the lie. They've listed it globally as toxic waste. Let's just believe the lie.
It's more of a scheme for global control.
Well, I was about to say, even if you believe that, all the studies show if the West cuts production, it will simply force production of goods further to the third world, which have no controls, and then increase the devil gas.
The whole plan here is to lower the value of standard of living in the United States. Well, what we should be doing is protecting the standard of living in the United States and raising the rest of the world to our level.
No, carbon dioxide, deadly poison, doesn't matter. If all the studies show it was 14 times higher during the Jurassic and makes plants grow and put off more oxygen and then mammals live longer and every other animal form. Doesn't matter. All the studies show we're in an oxygen-starved environment and need more of these life-giving gases. You're wrong. Global tax is good, and the dollar hasn't been devalued, and there's no North American Union, and my government loves me.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Man, we just had an incredible 4-minute or 3-minute behind the scenes talk, me and Dr. Corsi. Sam, what he really thinks. Oh, man. Yeah, they're signaling to the world they plan to just bring this country down. They can save it right now. They don't want that. Let's go to Don, Robert, Stephen, Helen. He's going to stay 5 minutes with us, and we got some other folks coming on. Very interesting. Don in Indiana, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I want to talk about the S-1959 Senate bill. It's coming up August 2nd, and it's the prevention of violent radicalization of the homeland terrorism.
Yep.
This is the thought police bill.
Yep.
Right? And if you go down to findings, the third finding says the Internet is aided in the facility in violent radicalization, ideologically based violence and homegrown terrorism process, United States, access to broadband, constant stream, and terrorist-related propaganda to the United States.
And during the hearings, they show 9/11 truth groups, and they're now claiming that that I and others were trained as children in Afghanistan. I mean, they are totally desperate, and it's just over. The country is completely collapsing.
Yes,
well, Dr. Corsi, you want to comment on that?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, and don't remember that Obama changed his position and voted for FISA. I mean, Obama voted for the extension of these, you know.
No, we know Bush isn't. They're going to pass the baton. Presidents
right.
are titular heads. They're going to. I want all the leftists to understand. You've been against all this under Bush, and that's good. You better be against it under Obama. Go ahead.
Well, the idea that you know, the left thinks Obama is going to come in and before individual freedoms and reversing these laws, and every one of these laws being proposed or getting passed.
Yeah, they're smoking PCP if they believe that.
And, yeah, exactly. Obama is going to be for them despite his rhetoric. He's going to go with, just like he turned around and voted for FISA. I mean, that to me was a complete betrayal of his message and his base.
Okay, but how do we defeat this current bill?
Well, I think, again, you know, the attention you're bringing to it on the radio, the caller bringing attention to it, this is what we've got to do. We've got to get people aware that a lot of these bills are eroding individual freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what it does. To have the government saying they want to regulate free speech on the web.
And the Internet, right. The Internet is the key there because the, mm-hmm. you know, I think the attacks in the next administration are going to come on talk radio one way or the other and on the Internet.
Yeah.
Because these are the last two bastions where there's really free expression permitted.
And they're going to tell the left it's about stopping the right wing, not the establishment right wing. It's going to be about shutting down real dissent, no matter what brand it is.
Expression of any alternative views that are not already endorsed by the global elite.
Well, they're talking about you having to be certified to be a blogger. And then they'll decide if you're allowed and certified.
What people don't understand is the free speech, the First Amendment, is predicated on permitting extreme views, permitting all kinds of views. You know, it just doesn't permit, you know, violence.
Because you've got your free speech to counter their bizarreness.
Precisely.
In fact, they'll say Dr. Corsi isn't allowed to write articles saying that Obama's a communist.
Go back to John Stuart Mill. The whole idea is robust, aggressive debate, which means extreme views are permitted if not welcomed. That's what free speech is all about. And the whole idea from Mills on was that in the robust court of public opinion, debating and arguing all these things out, truth is more likely to emerge.
Well, we've had the fake right wing trying to restrict free speech, but on the campuses, the left is really restricting free speech.
And, you know, these bills are all aimed at limiting free speech, limiting debate, and only permitting the orthodox pre-approved ideas from getting through.
And I want to be clear. I say we're not in a left-right paradigm, but then I address it as left-right from time to time. I'm addressing people within those controlled paradigms.
Well, and also, that's why I wrote this new Red Alert. I'm trying to get the, you know, the subscription newsletter, WorldNet Daily. I'm trying to make sure at least some audience gets out the exact word of what's going on economically.
Well, you're right on target with the other top experts we have on, some of the most important people in economics in the world. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.